Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and hopefully at the top of the hour you'll join us for our ham trivia night. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. All right, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. Your net control for this session is actually a W4RFJ. And other ones who will be joining us this evening, my name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where it's currently a temperature of about 66 degrees. We had a high of about 76 today. Beautiful day out there and a beautiful night. But prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, that's always a real good thing. But how about anyone celebrating a birthday, maybe this week, maybe next week, that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy birthday? Well, you know what? There is someone that's going to be celebrating a birthday actually on Monday. Hopefully he's listening out there. And that is my better half, who is a little away from the house right now. But his birthday is on Monday, which is actually also Martin Luther King Day and a federal holiday. So I want to say happy, happy birthday to him. So this is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. I do want to advise, if you've been part of this session tonight, you'll most definitely be part of the recording. And I want to thank those who are recording in the background for us. And once the captain gets himself home, he'll actually post that on our website. Let me pause for just a moment and I'll be right back. Our TIN tonight is a ham trivia session, and it's being run by Roger, W4RFJ. But I do want to thank each and every one of you who have had Gordon and myself in your thoughts and prayers. And I do want to tell you, he looked pretty good tonight. He's his spry, chipper self, and he doesn't look much different. But he's a little, maybe just under the weather, but you know, he'll be back and he'll be perfectly super and 100% very soon. But thank you, everyone, for keeping him in your thoughts. So with that, Roger, I'm going to throw it your direction so that you can begin your trivia tonight. W4RFJ from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Okay, all righty then. Hello, gals and guys. The captain would put it, Ham Trivia Night, January 17th, 2019, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Facts forgotten or never known, the new, the old, and middle of this, that, and the other. And we are glad that you're here to join us, and we're hoping that everybody participates and becomes part of Ham Trivia Night during our Thursday Information Net. So, anyway, I think most of the questions have been posted to the website. But before we start getting into the questions that we have prepared, let me make sure everybody understands. If you know or want to share ham trivia that has not been included in our list or in our post on the website, please, you will be given opportunity. Bring it on board, and we'll stress the Elmers out and see if we can get them to participate in answering your questions. I hope you know the answer, but if you don't, I'm sure we'll be able to figure something out. Anyway, let me grab a nickel. And this is W4RFJ with the Thursday Information Net Ham Trivia. Let's take some check-ins. Suffix only, please. Who do we got on board that wants to talk ham trivia? Please call W4RFJ.
Echo a Whiskey Gulf.
2GA.
Okay, the net recognizes Echo Whiskey Golf and 2 Golf Alpha. Are there any others that would like to make this first opportunity to check in to our Thursday information net tonight?
Zilima 4, November Oscar Radio Mike Mobile.
Okay, the mobile, you're kind of muffled. Can you try this suffix only, please, so I can try to make it out? Over.
November Oscar Romeo Mike Mobile.
All right, well, we copied the mobile, and I got the Oscar Romeo Mike. I'm sorry I didn't catch the character before that, but, hey, being as you're mobile, I don't know if EWG or Golf Alpha would mind. I don't see any thing in the text box saying, hey, I want to go first. Let's take the mobile first, just in case there's priority traffic. Oscar Romeo Mike, please, very slowly, fill your call. I'm getting a lot of muffle from you. And welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net Ham Trivia Night. Over to you, sir.
Say your call, say your name, tell us what's going on over there.
Good afternoon, all, from the South Island of New Zealand. The call sign is Zulu Lima 4, November Oscar Radio Mike. It's a 2x4 call sign, just to confuse everyone. And as my call sign suggests, my name is also Norm. Just on my way home, actually, at the moment, mobile on the lower part of the South Island of New Zealand. And just thought I'd say good day to everyone, and maybe even have a crack at the trivia later on. So I'll be listening. Thanks very much for letting me in. ZL4NRM in the grid.
Alrighty then. Thank you very much, Norm. Yeah, I thought that was you. I was having a little trouble making you out, but I think we got everything else. We're glad to hear you on your way home. Stick in there with us, and we'll get started on these trivia questions. We have, folks, we have Zed Lima 4, November Oscar Romeo Mike. Norm, at the lower side of the island of New Zealand. Welcome aboard, Norm. All right, we'll go up to the top of the list. Echo Whiskey Golf, good evening and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Infernet Ham Trivia Night. Say your call, say your name, fill us in. What's going on?
Well, thank you, Chief. Good evening to you and everybody else on South Cars. Just want to pass my thoughts on to Kathy there. Good news on Gordon doing well, and happy to hear that. So look forward to hearing back from Gordon sometime soon. And I do have the recorder running, so I do have you back there as far as recording goes. KB9EWG, David in La Crosse, Wisconsin, right on the east bank of the mighty Mississippi River, where it's currently 26 degrees and 77% humidity. South Cars numbers echo 2289, and just saying good evening, and looking forward to playing some trivia tonight there. So back to you there, Chief. W4RFJ from KB9EWG.
All right, Dave. Well, top of the evening to you, and certainly glad you're with us tonight. And I also got a late start on the recording, but I did get before Kathleen passed it over to me. I am a little nervous. This was originally Gordon's net. I was just going to follow along with him, but I'm hoping my little few little minor changes are entertaining him. He may be listening, so be careful what you say about him. Hi. Alrighty, well, let's see here. I do see some activity in the text box, but at this point, I'm not even going to try to keep up with that. So, Dave, if you don't mind backing me up on that part of it, let's see. I thought
Mr. Sheriff of Nottingham was going to do some recording, but I haven't heard back from him. So let's take the last person in our list, Two Golf Alpha. Good evening and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information at Ham Trivia Night. Say your call, say your name. What's going on in your part of the world? Over.
Hey, Two Golf Alpha, iPhone user, are you still there? Guy, well, I guess I took too long getting back to him, so we'll try to pick him up later on. I don't know if everybody's had a chance to download the trivia list that we have so far. I'm going to unkey for a second and bring up my copy, which won't take me but a few microseconds. And then I will, Dave, if you don't mind, I'll pass it over to you, let you read the first question. How's that sound? Over.
I certainly can do that. And by the way, I did start about 5 minutes to the net there, Chief, recording, so definitely got you back on the recording side there. Anyway, since this is trivia night, we'll start with the first question here. The approximate height of the E layer is, and there's four possible answers. A would be 0 to 10 kilometers. B would be 50 to 80 kilometers. C would be 90 to 150 kilometers. And D would be 25 to 55 miles. So there's the first trivia question there. The approximate height of the E layer is, and those possible four possible answers. Back to you there, Chief, KB9EWG.
Ah, perfect. Well, I see Two Golf Alpha has reset his system, so let me take a pause here while everybody thinks about that question. This is W4RFJ with the South Towers Thursday Information Net, Ham Trivia Night. Two Golf Alpha, you still with us? Welcome to the South Towers Saturday AM Connection. Fill your call, say your name, and what's going on? Oops, I said Saturday AM Connection.
Oh, what happened? I just kind of vaporized there. But first of all, for God's sakes, all the best wishes in the world to the big guy. So sounds like he's doing well. And had the same thing happen to me actually a couple times. And he's going to be just fine. I can tell you that he's going to be like super fine in no time at all. So we all obviously are sending our best to him. And you know, he's just going to come up smelling like roses, that's for sure. Busy week around here. We're starting out another semester, my last semester at school. After this one, I actually graduate, which will be great. Got a lot of stuff going on with the house. They've gutted the bathroom, and they're beginning to rebuild it, and it's looking great. And we're getting ready for 20 inches of snow. And blizzard conditions around here, so going to be a little interesting weekend going for us. But other than that, everything's just, you know, grooving. So that's what's going on right here. Can I take a stab at the trivia answer?
Yes. Yes, Gary, you can take a stab. Go for it, sir. This is W4RFJ. By the way, everybody, I'm so used to doing the Saturday morning connection that I may slip up. Please forgive me. I'm an old guy. I'm 39 years old. Anyway, Gary, go ahead. Take a stab at it, and then we'll take some check-ins and see if anybody else wants to try their stab. Again, we've got the answer A, 0 to 10 kilometers, B, 50 to 80 kilometers, C, 90 to 150 kilometers, D, 25 to 55 miles. Go for it, W4RFJ.
Well, I got my dagger right here, so let's see. The E layer is right up there in your basic atmosphere. So I'm going to say 90 to 150K. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Back to you, sir.
And thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. And if you don't mind me throwing it around between you, Dave, and myself to read the question, and then pass it over to me, and I'll take check-ins to answer them. And let's see, so far we got a check mark under C, 90 to 150 kilometers. Does anybody like to take their stab at the answer to the approximate height of the E later of the atmosphere. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net Ham Trivia Night. And I got to tell you, a lot of this stuff people do not think about. I mean, this is like old, old, old data, but it's still accurate. Anybody want to call, please call W4FJ suffix only, please. Sorry about that.
Victor Hotel.
H.A.
Okay, the net recognizes two of my favorite people. Victor Hotel down in Louisiana land, and Hotel Alpha, a happy amateur up here in my neck of the woods. So we'll turn it over to Victor Hotel, and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information at Ham Trivia Night. Say your call, say your name, and tell us what's going on. Hold.
Hi, Chief. Thanks for running the net, and a special hello to the captain. Get well soon. KF5VHD from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I think that the E-layer is just above the level where commercial jets fly, which would put it at about 10 kilometers high. KF5VH, back to net.
Ah, thank you. Okay, so we got a vote for 10 kilometers, which would be A, and we got a vote for 90 to 150 kilometers, which would be C. Let's see what the happy amateur has to say. Good evening there, Fred, and welcome to the Thursday Information Net by South Cars Ham Trivia Night. What you got there? Say your call, say your name, and give us your answer.
Well, very good, Roger. Peace and blessings to everybody on the net. This is Fred, K2HA Mobile, in Broomall, Pennsylvania. Well, I actually just left Broomall. And we're heading up to Ardmore. The answer is B, I believe, and that's between 50 to 80. 50 to 80. And we're heading off to choir practice, and we're working on a production, and it's Elijah by Mendelssohn. And so peace and blessings all. This is Craig, K2HA.
Okay, fine business. Fred got you down there for B, 50 to 80 kilometers. All righty. Let's see. I heard saw JUF in the text box. Charlie, yeah. If you want to check in and take a guess at that answer of that question, then by golly, get your tail in here and do that. So JUF. Welcome to the South Cars 38. Gee, I got my tongue tied around my eye tooth, couldn't see what I was saying. Thursday Information Net, Ham Trivia Night. Say your call, say your name, and what's your answer?
Chief, what do you got? Someone else there with you? This is KB3JUF. I'm not only going to throw my tail in, you got the entire body. I'm not taking myself apart again. How high is the ionosphere? I think that's the question. I have not heard all the answers. I'm a late tuner in here. Could you give those to me?
Why, certainly. We have A, 0 to 10 kilometers. And behind door number B, we have 50 to 80 kilometers. And behind curtain C, 90 to 150 kilometers. And, of course, garage door D. 25 to 55 miles. So what is your answer? Over.
The E layer. Yeah, that's the best part of the cake, by the way. Well, according to your available answers, I'm going to go, in this case, E is C. I'm going to go with C for Charlie, of course.
Alrighty then, very good. So we've got two votes for C, one vote for A, one vote for B. Do we have any others that would like to take a stab? Please call W4RFJ.
Zulu Lima 4, November Oscar Radio Mike. No longer mobile, I am back.
And we got right JQ, John in Australia.
Okay, John, that was a little fast for me. I can't get that accent squared away. I apologize for that.
But the net recognizes Zulu Lima 4, November Oscar Romeo Mike, having traversed his travels from work to home safely. What's your answer there, Norm? Give her a shot, and then we'll pick up the next station.
Yeah, I'm going to go with C, us and Charlie, and also hello to Charlie as well, since I'm saying hello, since I'm saying Charlie. all the best, ZL4 NORM.
All righty, Norm. So we got three votes for Charlie, not JUF, but C, the answer C. And we have John in there. John, please throw your call at me a little bit slower. I'm like really in southern slow mode right now. It's been a long day.
Yeah, okie dokie. Call signs Victor Kilo, number 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec, VK3HJQ. And I'll go C for Charlie as well, because that's a really good answer. And that's the correct answer, too.
Okay, Mr. Know-It-All, I was going to give that answer out. But, no, you're absolutely right. The answer is C. It's about 55 to 93 miles up. The E layer, which also breaks up into the E1 and E2, and I think there might even be an E3. God only knows. But that is the answer for trivia question number one, the approximate height of the E layer. Does anybody have any questions on that? I guess I could refer you to technical documentation if that's necessary. If not, Gary, 2 Golf Alpha, do you mind reading the next question? Do you have the script with you? Over.
As a matter of fact, I do. I just need to get something to write on here. Hold on. That'll work. Okay, I got something. I can write down people when they call back in. Okay, we've got it here. I'll read this one and throw it back to you. And hello again, everybody. We've got another question here. This one is kind of interesting because you may not know the background on this. The question I'm going to ask is, where did the term 7-3 originate from? Now, let me buy a nickel, and I'll give you your choices. Okay, here we go. Here's your choices. A, did it come from air traffic controllers? Or B, the railroad? Or C, old AM radio sign-offs? Yep, I always used to sign off with 7-3. Or D, Western Union? Okay, so those are your choices, all right? We'll take your answers right now. So you can vote for A, B, C, or D, and we'll let it rip. So come on aboard with your answers. KC2GA.
Net control, VK6, Foxtrot Charlie, India, Papa.
Go right ahead.
All right, let me jump in here. VK6, Foxtrot Charlie, India. Good evening and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net Ham Trivia Night. Did you get the question and the available answers? Would you like to take a guess, or do you have a question yourself? Just jump on in and fill us in. Go ahead, sir.
From VK6FCIP, Peter here in Byford in Western Australia. The term 7-3 was a telegraph term, so I guess it's Western Union. It meant best regards. So that's my answer, VK6FCIP.
All righty, so I'm taking it you're going with D, Western Union. Are there any others that have some feedback on this? Where did the term 73 originate from? Let's see. You got a 1 in 4 chance to make this. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net, the Ham Trivia Night. Please call. Suffix only, please.
2GA.
2GA, pick off. Go ahead.
Well, I think I recall many moons ago that I had heard that this originated in telegraphy, but I don't think it was Western Union. I kind of think that was something to do with the railroads. I think that's a railroad term from ancient times. So I'm going to go with B, the railroad.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Echo Whiskey Golf, go for it.
Yes, I'm also going to go B, the railroad, and telegraphy is correct. From what I was taught in my novice class, when I was first studying for my novice ticket, it was actually used by telegraphers as a sign-off at the end of their shift, indicating that telegrapher was signing off and another one was signing on there. So they sent it as two characters, 7-3 individual characters, not 73 or 73, what it was. It was two characters, 7-3. And that's what I was taught during my novice class, and that's, you'll never hear me use 7-3. It's always 73. It's always 7-3. At least that's the way I was taught it there. KB9EWG.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. That was KB9EWG. This is W4RFJ. And you know what? I'm going to take a stab myself. I'm going to say old AM radio sign-offs, just so I can be different. How's that? Is there anybody else that would like to take a stab at where did the term 73 originate from?
Yeah, HJQ. What was the first guess? I've got B, C, and D, but what was A again?
Okay, A was air traffic controllers, B, the railroad, C, old AM radio sign-offs, and D, Western Union.
Air traffic controllers, okay. Yeah, well, it's got to be B for railroad because they used telegraphy back in the good old days, so I'll put B down. Sorry to butt in.
Can you throw your call at me again? You guys are going real fast from that land down under.
Well, we talk at 100 mile an hour down here. I'll slow it down then. Okay, VK3HJQ, my guess is B. Over.
I'm still not getting it. VA3HAQ, was that it?
No, I know what it was. VK3HJQ, right?
Old Juliet, Quebec. VK3HJQ, John, in Australia.
I'm sorry, John. I got it. Okay, so right now we've got 3 for B, 1 for D, and 1 for C, and the answer is B, railroad. Actually, Dave had it right on the head. They use it at the end of their shift. Alrighty then, let's see. Dave's asked a question. I guess I can ask a question now. According to the Solar Observatory, sorry, got my tongue tied around my eye tooth again. I couldn't see what I was saying. According to the Solar Observatory in Zurich, Switzerland, the solar cycle that begun in what year is now called the first cycle? Let me open it up for calls. Suffix only, please. Oh, wait a minute. I got to read the answer, don't I? All right. Sorry, guys and gals. I'm a little brain dead tonight. Okay, so we got four answers. Let me get them up here on the board. We got A, 1492. B, and my screen just went haywire, 1755. C, 1834. And D, 1904. Well, this was all way before I was born. I don't even think I was a twinkle in my dad's eye when this happened. So, suffix only, give us a call. What's your answer? This is W4RFJ with the Thursday information at Ham Trivia Night.
Oops.
There you go. 2GA.
Okay, 2GA recognized. Go ahead there, Gary.
I'm going to say it was my birth year, 1834.
I don't know what's going on with this computer tonight. I do apologize. KC2GA, this is W4RFJ with the Thursday Information Net Ham Trivia Night. And I copy your answer as C1834. Man, you must have been around when Noah was a mess cook, over.
Well, I prefer to say vintage, you know. But it's okay. I mean, you know, it's been fun ever since I got that DeLorean.
Yeah, I just hope you got all the mods put in it before you went back. Okay, so right now we've got the answer, 1534. Would anybody else like to take a stab at this question? The solar cycle began in what year? The first solar cycle began in what year and is now called the first cycle? The answer we have from Gary is 1834. Anybody want to add to that? please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please.
Yeah, HJQ, B, over.
W4RFJ, this is JUF.
All righty then, any more? Please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please. All right, hearing none, this is W4RFJ, HJQ, I'm confused. Did you say your answer was B? Because I thought your call ended with Q. Go ahead.
Well, you said the last three letters, so I said the last three letters are HJQ, and yes, my answer was B, over. What is it? What's B? 1755.
Okay, that's a good guess. That still puts you down there being close to Noah when he was a mess cook. Let's see, JUF, Charlie, what's your answer, sir?
Great Scott, Marty.
Oh, Professor Brown, get out of here. KB3JUF here. the first solar cycle. How old is the sun? Good Lord, it's got to be a couple dozen. I have no idea. I'm going back billions and billions of years. If I get your question right. That's it. That's not one of the possible answers, is it? Well, seeing as I'm completely out of my field here, it's not astrology, it's flux capacitors. I'll take answer C, my old standby. C as in Charlie.
All righty then. Right now I've got on the board C, B, and C. Two C's and a B. And let's see. Well, I guess in an effort to kind of move this along a little better, because we are already 25, 23 minutes to the top of the hour, the answer is B, ladies and gentlemen. According to the Solar Observatory in Zurich, Switzerland, we are not talking about the 4 billion years. We're talking about the first solar cycle that begun in what year? According to the Solar Observatory in Zurich, is 1755. Everybody got that? Oh, I certainly hope so. Let's see. Let's go up to Echo Whiskey Golf. Dave, could you read the next question and pass it to me so I can get the check-ins for answering?
Can do there, Chief. No problem at all. Okay, this next question has to do with Vox, V-O-X. What does Vox stand for? Your four possible choices are Voice of America, the extended version, a Variable Operator Exchange, Voltage Operated Transmitter, or D is Voice Operated Transmit. That's A, Voice of America Extended, B, Variable Operator Exchange, C, Voltage Operated Transmitter, or D, Voice-operated transmit. Back to you there, Chief, KB9EWG.
Okay, so there you have it. Check-ins, please, suffix only. What does Vox stand for? W4RFJ.
HJQ, D for dog.
Juliet, uniform, Foxtrot, JUF.
Okay, we copy HJQ's, D is in dog. Charlie, go ahead, what's your answer?
All righty, sir. Vox stands for my first guitar amplifier. Oh, I'm gonna have to go. The answer that makes most sense to me, if there's anything in this world that makes sense to me, I'll have to go with D as in Delta.
Alrighty, we got two answers, Delta. Anybody else want to join in on this array or fray or whatever you want to call it?
2GA.
Okay, 2GA. What you got?
Well, the as far as Vox goes, the AC15 and the AC30 are just great amps. They really are. In this case, we're talking about voice-operated transmission. So that's going to be D.
Okay, and I don't see any reason to belabor this. The answer is D, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Gary, while you've got it keyed down, why don't you take the next question and pass it over to me for check-ins. Over.
We can do that. So we're talking about some awards right now. If you qualify for DXCC, that's the DX Century Club, you would automatically also qualify for the WAZ, or worked all zones. Is this true, or is this false? Okay, so again, if you qualify for DXCC, you also qualify for WAZ. Back to the chief.
I'll tell you, I need about 30 arms to get this stuff in working together. Thanks, Gary. So we got true or false. If you qualify for a DXCC, you would automatically also qualify for WAZ. Anybody want to give their feedback on this trivia question, please call W4RFJ, Net Control, for the South Cars Thursday Information Net. Suffix only, please.
2GA.
Yeah, go ahead and take that, Gary.
I'm just going to guess. I'm going to say it's false.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Go ahead, Dave.
I, too, am going to say false. KV9EWG.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, HJQ. Can I have the question repeated? Sorry, I got a phone call in the middle of it.
Oh, you're really tearing us down here.
yesterday, qualify for DXCC, which is a DX Century Club award, you would automatically also qualify for WAZ, for worked all zones. True or false?
Nah, negative, so that's false, over.
Alrighty then. Well, I guess the falses have it. Actually, this was an award issued by CQ Magazine, worked all zones. All right, so let's see here. I only know of two people that have the script with them. So, EWG, it's your turn if you want to take it, or I'll take a turn. What do you want to do there, Dave?
Well, I could certainly take one for you there. So, let's see. Okay, here we go. Who first wrote the four equations that describe electromagnetic phenomena and our popularity called Maxwell's equations? And the four possible choices are: A. Michael Faraday, B. James Clerk Maxwell, C. and I hope I got this pronounced right, Oliver Heaviside, or D. Albert Einstein. KB9EWG back to W4FJ. With my radio on keys here.
Welcome to my world, Dave. Good job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the question: who first wrote the four equations that describe the electromagnetic phenomena and are popularly called Maxwell's equations? Please call W4RFJ with your input for an answer. Suffix only, please.
2GA.
2GA recognized. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, if I remember correctly, the four equations were a doo-wop group in the early 60s, but they only had one hit, and there's not a big one at that. But I really do think... that's almost like a trick question, you know, Maxwell's equations, and you've got Maxwell in the answers, and that's like a sucker question. Well, it wasn't Einstein. It might have been Faraday, but I'm going to go with Heaviside. Answer C, Oliver Heaviside.
Okay, anybody else want to take a shot at this one? W4RFJ.
Yeah, HJQ.
Go ahead, HJQ, W4RFJ.
Yeah, I reckon Faraday, but there was half a dozen scientists involved in that, but anyway, I'll go with him, see how I go.
Who again? I'm sorry. HJQ, that was fast. I didn't catch your answer. A, B, C, or D?
I don't know. The one that had Faraday in it, whichever letter that was, over.
Gotcha. That was A, Michael Faraday, B, James Clerk Maxwell, C, Oliver Heaviside, and D, Albert Einstein. Anybody else want to take a stab, please call W4RFJ, suffix only.
Yeah, Delta Yankee.
Hey, Robert, welcome aboard. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net Ham Trivia Night. Welcome, and what's your answer?
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in Sydney. It's 31 degrees Celsius here, 88 Fahrenheit. I believe the answer is C, Charlie, VK2DY. Back to that.
All righty. Well, on the tabulation here, we got two votes for Charlie and one vote for Alpha. Anybody else want to take a stab? Please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please. Okay, hearing none, the answer is C, Oliver Heaviside. At least I think I pronounced that right. Anyway, okay, I'll read the next one. What famous rock star is an amateur radio operator? And this is a tough one. A, Bill Haley. B, Jimi Hendrix. C, Elvis Presley. And D, Joe Walsh. Let's get some check-ins and see who's got the right answer this time. This is W4RFJ. I see your answers in there, HJQ, but I'm going to make you check in anyway. This is W4RFJ with South Cars Thursday Information Net Ham Radio Trivia.
UUB.
Echo Whiskey Gulf.
2GA.
Okay, the net recognizes Uniform Bravo, Echo Whiskey Golf, and 2 Golf Alpha. Are there any others that would like to take a stab at what famous rock star is an amateur radio operator? Please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please. All right, hearing none, up to the top of the list, GM0, Uniform Bravo. Good evening and welcome to the South Coast, boy, I almost missed that. Thursday Information, Ham Radio Trivia. What's your answer there, Graham? And top of the evening, thanks for joining us. Jeanette.
Well, good evening to you as well. I was listening to a few questions there. Oh, I didn't know any answers at all, but I know this one, I think. I don't know if it was D, but anyways, Joe Walsh. If that was D, that's Joe Walsh.
All righty, then we do have a vote for Joe Walsh. EWG, what you got? Fill her in. Tell us what you want to say there. Boy, I'm getting tired. Anyway, over to you, Dave. W4RFJ.
Okay, Chief. Well, thanks. Well, first of all, I'm going to wave my hand over to Graham over there. Good evening to you, Graham. Nice to hear you in there. And my answer would be Delta. That's Whiskey Bravo 6 Alpha Charlie Uniform from KB9EWG.
All right, two votes for Delta, Joe Walsh. Next on the list is 2 Golf Alpha, and Gary, if you don't mind, once you give your answer, you can pick it up and read the next one. Over.
Okay, we can do that. He's an amateur extra, and you can see him and hear him all the time hanging out with Bob Heil on their blog. It's the answer D, Joe Walsh.
Correctamundo. We have a 100% Delta, Joe Walsh. Okay, Gary, go ahead and pick up the next question.
All right, here we go. Now, this thing kind of sounds like something you'd see on an exam. Just a lot of these, right? Which of the following is most closely related to the planetary A index? Okay, I'll repeat that again because it's kind of a strange question. Which of the following is most closely related to the planetary A index? And here's your answers. A, MUF, the maximum usable frequency. B, solar flux. C, tropospheric ducting. Or D, the K index. All right? So maximum usable frequency, solar flux, tropospheric ducting, or the K index. Let's hear your answer.
Go ahead and call Gary if you got an answer. Suffix only, please. W4RFJ.
UUB, I think it's D.
Romeo Fox Juliet, Delta.
Echo Whiskey Golf, Delta.
Hey, Gary, you want to give him the answer?
I'll be happy to. Kind of an obtuse question there, but it is Delta, D. the K index. Now, the K index quantifies disturbances in the horizontal component of the Earth's magnetic field with an integer in the range of 0 to 9, with 1 being calm and 5 or more indicating a geomagnetic storm. It's derived from the maximum fluctuations of horizontal components observed on a magnetometer during a 3-hour interval. And that really does sound like one of those tricky little questions they stick in there on the X-string exam to drive you nuts. Back to net control. It's KC2GA.
All righty then. I'm trying to mix this up a little bit so it's a little bit less droll and a little bit more entertaining, I hope. Dave, do you mind taking the next one and canvassing for answers and then pass it to me and I'll answer it?
Can do there, Chief. Okay. Of the following, what is the best obtainable SWR match for an antenna? Alpha would be 2.4. Bravo would be 1.1:1. Charlie would be 1.2:1. Or Delta would be 3.3. So 2.4, 1:1, 1.2:1, or what, 3.3. Anybody want to guess? Come ahead with your suffix.
2GA.
Okay, 2GA, your answer?
6 kilo, 1.1:1.
And I'll second that. It's the ever popular and always lovely 1.1:1.
Anybody else care to take a shot at this before I pass it to the Chief there? Okay, over to you, Chief, for the correct answer, KB9EWG.
Thanks, Dave. That was awesome. Yes, everybody got it right. It is 1:1. B as in boy, B as in Bravo, B as in bad. It is 1:1. The 1.2:1 is acceptable. 2:4 I'd be questioning. 3:3 I'd be questioning. But if you read the meters, the B and C are probably the two closest answers you'd have to having the best SWR. But it is 1:1. And usually you can get a 1:1 match on a 50-ohm load. All right, I'll take the next question. Where is the nearest Nikola Tesla Museum located? I'll say again, where is the newest Nikola Tesla Museum located? Is it in Budapest? That would be A. B, Belgrade. C, New York. Or D, Colorado Springs. Come ahead with your answers. Jump in. Let's have some fun here. This is W4RFJ. Suffix only, please.
2GA. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say Colorado.
Okay, Gary, you kind of broke it up there, and I don't think we're getting everything. You want to try it again?
Well, breaking up is hard to do. I'm taking a wild guess, and I'm going to say Colorado Springs.
All right. Anybody else? We got a wag here. We got a wag of D, Colorado Springs.
I'll give it a shot just to mix things up a little bit here. Echo Whiskey Golf, Budapest.
All right, guys. Well, I hate to break your stones here, but the answer is actually New York. I actually saw a thing about Nikola Tesla's museum in New York just a few weeks ago. They had one of the science channels was talking about Nikola's museum. So nobody got that one right but me in New York. Okay, now we do have other questions, but I see we're at pretty close to the top of the hour, if not past. If we have anybody would like to ask a trivia question and give everybody a chance to answer it and or provide the answer, please call W4RFJ. This we'll use this as our last check-ins if everybody agrees. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Informationette, and we call this Ham Trivia Night. Okay, you guys are probably as tired as I am. I've been going since about 4 o'clock this morning. And let's see, Miss Sunshine, are you around to close the net? I hate to say this, but my fun meter's pegged, and I'm sure everybody else
Anybody would like to take a moment to say hi and check in real quick one final time, please call W4RFJ. Well, I hope I didn't lose everybody. This is W4RFJ. Let me bring up the postamble here real quick, and I'll be right back. W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information at Ham Trivia Night. Okay, well, let's put a close on this. This has been SCARS. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the scarsvoip.com website. At this time, I'd like to acknowledge everybody that took part in this evening's ham trivia night, and especially want to thank the captain for putting it together, Miss Sunshine for getting everybody motivated with the preamble, and certainly have enjoyed being here as your net control. Let's see, your net control for this session has been, give me a second, I should just try to memorize all this, but I can't even think of my own name at this point. Your net control for this session has been W4RFJ. Chief, I'd like to pass along 73. Happy New Year to everybody, and like to close this VOIP session and return the SCARS conference back to normal. Maybe I'll bet, abnormal. Amateur radio use. Thanks for your participation. This net is now closed. Good evening, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for brightening mine. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.